Witchcraft and Wizardry. The Harry Potter International Exhibition Tour. We want to exceed expectations and surprise people, says Eddie Newkist, the producer of the first ever Harry Potter exhibition. The exhibition is a recreation of Hogwarts, the school Harry Potter attends. The entrance of the exhibition is the Hogwarts Express train platform. People can then walk through the Gryffindor Common Room, the Great Hall, the Forbidden Forest, and Hagrid's Hut. It also has replicas of all the creatures featured in the books. Harry's magic wand and glasses are also there. Harry Potter film producer David Heyman says, "We're delighted that fans will finally have the opportunity to see in person some of their favourite props and costumes. We're looking forward to seeing the reactions of the museum goers, because we put a lot of time and creativity into making it fun and realistic." Adults can also enjoy the exhibition. One parent, Gary Hull, said, "If pop culture can get kids excited to come to a museum and then expose them to 14 acres of science, that's a really good thing." The exhibition began on the 30th of April and lasts until the end of September. It started in Chicago at the Museum of Science and Industry, but is going to tour internationally. The dates of the exhibition coincide with the release of the latest Harry Potter film. The film, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, takes place during Harry's sixth year at Hogwarts. In this film, he studies more intensely with Professor Dumbledore and learns more about Voldemort's dark past. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is the sixth of the Harry Potter series and comes out on the 15th of July, right in the middle of the exhibition.